I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for taking a few minutes to come on the show. This is important stuff, and I really appreciate it.
You bet.
Now, just giving you a call, you've got something called call control. That's a good thing to have, I would think, when it comes to scams.
It is, yes. Many providers provide call control where the caller has to enter a digit or press any button before the call can go through. And it's just a way of trying to control those darn robocalls, right? The computers that are calling everyone automatically just to see which lines are active to try and scam us.
All day, every day. If it ain't a call, it's a text or an email. Hey, Sean, you didn't pay this. Hey, Sean, you need to pay this. It's exhausting. We get bombarded with it daily.
We sure do, and they love to pretend to be anyone from Amazon to Costco, emails, texts. Like, it's really hard to keep up.
And grandparent scams, all the rage these days, and I could have swore I read recently that they're using AI now to make the voices sound exactly like whoever it is that they're saying is calling.
Yeah, grandparent scams, or the police call them emergency scams as well. You'll get the call from someone claiming to be a grandchild or a relative in trouble, and they will now use AI technology to make their voice sound like a family member. And I've been looking into this to figure out, okay, because I'm not a techie person, so how are they doing this exactly? And apparently they will actually put the time in and go through your social media accounts. You know, so if you're on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram or whatever you might be posting online anywhere, they will actually extract audio from family members from videos that you're posting online.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and then use that in the technology that's available online to then create that voice saying whatever they want it to say.
And they go after our sweet grandparents because they're trustworthy and might not know any better.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's called the grandparent scam. It does affect absolutely everybody, but seniors are still the most impacted because, yes, I mean, imagine someone's like, Grandma, Grandma, I'm in trouble. And yes, AI technology is being used, but honestly, they'll forget the AI. Get this, they will actually say, oh, and sorry, Grandma, if my voice sounds different, I broke my nose in the car crash.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So they will try everything, and multiple scammers will be on the same call. So this one scammer will pretend to be the grandchild in trouble. Then they'll say, oh, here, I'll let you talk to the police officer that arrested me and put me in jail, Grandma. And then another scammer will come on and pretend to be the police officer. And then a third scammer will come on the phone and pretend to be the lawyer that now wants you to send him the money.
So they're incredibly well organized. What can I do?
Well, I actually heard a great tip in the last year that I'm telling everyone about. Family passwords. So we always talk about children and maybe giving, a stranger danger type of password so that if someone comes to pick up your child from school, they maybe have to have the password or, you know, family members have this. Well, I've actually heard of families having this with everyone in the family, including adults and grandparents now, so that if someone calls, there was a family I talked to in Alberta where the grandparent actually asked the scammer, well, what's our family password?
What a great idea.
Yes, what a great idea. And of course, the scammer didn't have the password. And so then Grandma knew it wasn't her, you know, nephew Greg that was in trouble. So I think that's a great one. And of course, just know that this scam is out there. And if any family member calls you in trouble, you know, pick up another phone, talk to somebody else as quickly as you can to verify that that family member is or isn't in trouble. Many times in these scams, the person in trouble will claim to be in a different area. So, hey, Grandma, I was in Toronto this weekend and I got into a crash. So you have to kind of ask yourself, is that realistic? You know, should my grandchild be in Toronto right now? You know, ask yourself those questions. And unfortunately, we just can't trust these calls.
Can you suggest a website that we can take a look at to maybe keep on top of some of these things that are going around?
You bet. Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre is run by the RCMP, and it's nationwide. It's a great website for keeping on top of absolutely every scam out there, stats, new tactics, also following RCMP, your local RCMP in your area. There's some great tips that they're always putting out on their social media accounts and also on their websites.
Julie Matthews is a consumer protection expert and fraud prevention educator. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks for having me.